Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
All right, good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today on the show, a very lovely guest, Lisa Sweet with the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. You do some things like the Director of Business and Investment Attraction. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me again today. I was here last week with Diana from the Chamber, so it's great to be back. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You might as well just co-host with me from now on. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. So today, the spending survey came out, I want to say a week ago, more than a week ago. What can you tell me all about it?
Well, our organization, you're right. It came out just over a week ago. It's a survey. It's a household spending survey. And we've launched it to better understand household spending in the areas of retail, food and beverage, personal services and entertainment. The findings are going to be combined with additional market research to help inform the direction of a retail and commercial plan that we're currently working on. And that's focused on supporting existing local business with retention and expansion and attracting new private investment. So we're encouraging everybody that is living or working in the region to complete this survey.
And when you mentioned kind of like retail, food and beverage, that type of thing, how specific does it get with like how you dive into those type of areas?
We're basically looking for, in the different categories of spending. So groceries, for example, and we're really asking how much of all the groceries you buy, what percentage do you spend here in Fort McMurray? What percentage do you spend online and what percentage do you spend outside of the region? We have a number of categories, women's clothing, children's clothing, men's clothing, personal services, all of these different categories are in the survey. And we're really looking for, that percentage that's spent in those three areas. This will help kind of really understand consumer spending and how people are spending their money in the region versus online versus outside of the region.
I think I read this is the first time that y'all have done the spending survey. So do you have like kind of an expectation of what you want to happen with it, like going through with it?
Well, it's the first time our organization is doing a survey like this. We've had lots of different groups or organizations to collect this type of information before, and that's been great. This is our first time doing it, but it's also important to note that this type of information, it's always changing. Consumer spending habits are always changing. I know mine have changed over the past year and a half with the pandemic, so it's important that we keep up to date information on spending habits and spending patterns. So there's been some really great information collected in the community previously, but it's also important to keep it up to date. So this is the first time our organization is coming out with a survey like this.
How important is it to get a well-filled out survey? Like, are you looking for obviously the perfect world would be everyone fills it out 100%, but do you need to hit a certain threshold, like 20% of residents, 30, 40, to get an accurate representation?
We're, of course, hoping to get as many, people that are living or working here in the region to complete the survey. We really want to get a good representation from all across the region. It's really important that we have people from all the neighborhoods and all the rural communities, even people that don't live here permanently, but they might be here working. Even people in camps, we'd like to know how they're spending their money here as well. So we do want to get a good representation. There's no magic number for that. We're just encouraging everybody to complete the survey, share it, and it takes about 6 minutes on average to complete it, so it's pretty quick. We'll monitor results along the way and really try and target those areas that we're not getting if we see that. But this again will be paired with other research that we have access to as well. So there's no magic number, but we are encouraging all people that live and work in the region to complete the survey.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. Hills. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Hey, good afternoon. Sean Kreitz here, joined with Lisa Sweet with the Economic Development and Tourism. We've got a spending survey going on right now. And then how is it, I think you kind of mentioned it a little bit, how will it, this help moving forward with local businesses?
Well, the information in the plans and in the surveys, basically, it'll help local businesses know how people are spending their money and what they're spending it on and how much is local and how much is online and how much is outside of the region. So there's lots of different ways this will benefit. Part of the reason we're doing the survey is so we can find out what those gaps are that aren't here, so that we can either provide existing businesses with that information so that they can expand or start to offer that service, or we can attract private investment, new private investment in. And that'll provide our community with the goods and services they need and want. It'll help create jobs. You know, it creates opportunity. Basically, it just creates more opportunity. The more we know about our community, our spending, you know, our gaps, what people are doing, the better we can help try and fill those gaps and provide those amenities that people, want to have when they live here.
And then on the other side of things, how is it going to help residents to encourage them to fill it out? So what are they getting out of it?
Well, hopefully residents will just let us know, letting us know this type of information will help us better understand what our market is and what the needs are. We have a high spending power here. I think most recent numbers show that we're about over 90% higher than the Canadian average. So our annual household incomes are over 90% higher than the Canadian average. We also have the highest discretionary incomes in Canada. And so that's basically the money we have left over. So we have a high spending power, and we are kind of underserviced in this region. There's a lot of other communities similar size and similar distance from large distribution channels that have more amenities than we do. They have more retail, they have more restaurants, they have more entertainment venues. And Fort McMurray doesn't always fit the box. Certain retailers or certain businesses don't come here because they don't think that we fit the population numbers or things like that. So we want to understand so we can tell our story and say, you know, why a business will be successful here or why an existing business should expand in this area. So it kind of, it's twofold. It helps businesses understand so that they can make their investment decisions, but it also will help residents because their information is what we need in order to provide that information so that we do have more successful businesses staying here and coming here.
Mm-hmm. And then my next question was going to be, how does it help investors with a survey like this? You kind of answered it a bit right there. When you say investors, do you have any examples of what people have said or what you've heard in the community?
Well, you know, the funny thing, when we talk about investors, a lot of times people think it's outside investors, but actually 80% of the growth in a community comes from existing businesses. So we don't need to tell our existing investors, our existing investors in this region how good it is to do business in this region or how successful they can be. So we want to provide information that they need in order to make decisions. So whether it's an investor here locally or an investor from outside the region that's never been here, we need information to make informed decisions. So lots of information around, there is that misperception, I guess, of spending in the region. how much, you know, that population number is a prime example, or, you know, distribution. So we want to make sure that we have all the information to tell the complete story. We might not have a population number, but we have, you know, this high spending power, or, you know, knowing what, the more information we have, the better we can answer questions from the investors.
Oh, all makes sense right there. And we're going to take our second break as well on Fort McMurray Matter. It's Lisa Sweet joining me, Taylor, today to talk about the spending survey that we should get everyone in the RMWB to take.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Now,
we're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Hey, good afternoon. Sean Kreitz here, joined with Lisa Sweet with the Economic Development and Tourism. Got a spending survey going on right now. And like, can you give an example of like what maybe like a question would be like on the survey, of just like the general idea?
Absolutely. One of the questions, the very last question, actually asks, what are your top five either food and beverage, retail, or entertainment venues that you would like to see come to Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo? And another one does actually ask, in the different categories, what's the percentage of spending that you spend in, and I'll say grocery is one of them. And it asks for the percentage in online spending, outside of the region, or within Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. So those are the two main questions. The other ones just ask basically where you're located in the region, or if you work here or live here.
Okay. And then you said a quick, like maybe like 6-7 minutes or so.
It is. On average, it's taking people just over 6 minutes to complete the survey. One thing I will note, and I do want to give a heads up to, is that every single field in the survey must be completed. So, for example, if you don't spend any money on children's clothing because you don't have children, you still have to answer like 0%. Like, you still have to fill in the fields. So the survey will not let you complete and submit it unless all of the fields are in. So just scroll across. If you're using your phone, you might have to do a little bit of scrolling across the screen. But we want to make sure that all fields are answered, even if it doesn't apply to you necessarily. We still want to see if it's 0 or 100%, for example.
Mm-hmm. And then when does the survey end, and then how long will it take to kind of gather results so you can kind of present it?
The survey ends on November 15th, and we can, you know, share results of the survey pretty much right away. Anybody can reach out to me and get any information that we have regarding the survey. It's available. It can be public information. It's available. I mean, there's no private information collected in the survey, so we're happy to share the results of the survey.
Very cool. Hey, anything we haven't covered here yet, Lisa, that you want to add on?
Oh, well, I want to add on where to go and get the survey.
There we go. Where should people go to get the survey? That's probably pretty crucial.
Yes. So you can go to our website, which is choosewoodbuffalo.ca. You can also see it over social media. So I know on our social media channels, which is Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism, you can find it in our posts there. If anybody has any questions whatsoever, you can email info@choosewoodbuffalo.ca. And if you want the survey sent to you, if you want a poster so that you can put it in your workplace, anything like that, we're here to help and make it as easy as possible for people to complete that survey. But the easiest way to find it will be to go to our website, which is choosewoodbuffalo.ca.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we'll be posting it too as well. So we'll help spread the word, and hopefully we can get a lot of numbers behind this bad boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, we really want to, you know, make this community continue to have all the opportunity. You know, people want the amenities that they don't have. existing businesses want, you know, new ideas and want to be able to offer fill the gaps, we'll say, and offer, you know, to the clientele that we have here. So, you know, the more information we can get, the better off it is for everyone. So it's existing business, new investment. Our hope is that we can do our part to provide the goods and services that our community wants and needs.
I like it. I like it a lot. Lisa, absolute pleasure. Always having you on here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
And with that being said, that's all we have time for today on Fort McMurray Matters. Hopefully you have a lovely Friday to yourself, an even better weekend, a happy Halloween. Stay safe, eat a lot of food, eat a lot of candy, treat yourself because, hey, you deserve it. You're a good person. If you enjoy this podcast or if you want to listen to it again, send it around. It's going to be posted on our website shortly here where you will be able to find it or on Apple and Android devices as well. Thank you so much. I'm Sean Kreitz. This is Fort McMurray Matters, and we will talk again later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.